Bruce, you've covered a lot of spring trainings over the years, but nothing like this. What do you anticipate this will look like for the Giants at Oracle?
Well, it's definitely going to be different. I'm not going to see what it's looked like. I'm an older fellow with a heart condition, and I'm not going anywhere, so I'm not going to be out there in any kind of gathering for quite a while. But, you know, it's for those who are out there, it's pretty limited. You're going to be in a designated space. You can't go down on the field. You can't even roam around the stadium, and that'll be the case all through the season. For the players, there's a million things they have to worry about now, you know, spacing, whether it's the lockers or just personal contact, you know, throwing a ball around. If more than one person touches the ball, it's got to be thrown out. I mean, and there's a million little things that are different, all, of course, having to do with the pandemic. And, you know, it's a matter of changing routine for players. And It's going to be an annoyance because you know, ball players are quite superstitious, as I've learned over many years being around the game, and they like their routines, whatever it might be. They get to the park, they do this and that. Some of them are extremely strict about the timing of it all and the logistics and stuff like that. It can be kind of strange, but you know, we all have our superstitions, right? And all that's out the window now. Everything is going to be different. You know, the clubhouse, the A's clubhouse is really, it's been replaced by the Raiders locker room because there's more space over there and able to get people 6 feet apart. Just stuff like that, it's just a massive, comprehensive change.
You know, when you talk about swapping out the baseballs, so they can't do fielding drills during the camp, I guess. And when real games start, do they a new baseball every time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how it's going to work. It's just that they say a ball touched by multiple people has to be thrown out, which I assume means sanitized and then brought back in after the sanitation process. But, you know, the simple act of, say, if somebody hits a grounder to shortstop and he throws it over the first baseman, okay, that's fine. But then the first baseman has to toss it into the dugout. His first instinct is to have it around the infield. Everybody touches the ball, throw it around, and then back to the pitcher. And that's out now. So, I mean, it's hard to envision it actually happening, but, you know, this is what they're saying. They're saying you can't you can't spit, which is a great baseball tradition in itself, and that I don't think is really going to be enforced. It'll be frowned upon and pointed out, but I think as far as the baseball is concerned, I think they're going to have to live up to that dictum, and it'll be very awkward and sort of strange to see.
Bruce, real quickly before we let you go, will there be a full season, do you expect?
Oh, not at all, no. I'm very skeptical about it even starting. There's so much bad news around the league, people testing positive, players, staffers, and just the whole climate in general. You know, the virus is escalating. The nation, we let our collective guard down. We're paying a heavy price. I don't see any change in that, and I'm an optimist by nature, and I don't go around, you know, shouting this doom and gloom all day. Far from it, but I just, on the real side, I don't see it being completed.